So let's learn something about Parshas Zohar. This is found in Kedushas Levi on Parshas Zohar. Should know that there's a very interesting thing in Kedushas Levi. There are like five or six different Divrei Torah that are exactly word for word the same found in Oyev Yisrael. So we're not sure why. The Enikach of the Apterov of the Oyev Yisrael say that the really Torah is from the Oyev Yisrael. They're not from the Kedushas Levi. They're not from the B'dit Shavarov. So why? What are they doing in Kedushas Levi? So the original Kedushas Levi is not the one on Chumash. Kedushas Levi is called Kedushas Levi. It was printed in the Kedushas Levi's lifetime, in the Rav Yitzchak B'dichver's lifetime. He himself printed it, and he printed Kedushas, he called them, all the chapters, on Hanukkah and on Purim. It will be zeichet to study some of it, before Purim. And the Kedushas Levi called it Kedushas Levi himself. Posthumously, after he was Nifter, his children gathered his writings, and they published whatever he had written on Chumash. Among his writings, they published some of these Divrei Torah. So the Apterov's Enikach say that the Kedushas Levi was so in love and so enraptured with the writings of the Apterov that when he visited him, when the Apterov was before he was Rav in Apten and in Mezhevish in his later life, I think he was maybe when he was still in Kolbasov, the Al-Kabonim, the Kedushas Levi visited him and he borrowed some of his writings, and they ended up among the Kedushas Levi's writings. And when his sons published them, they published them all together. They didn't realize it wasn't his. Whichever tzaddik it's from. Let's see what he says. He says, Zohar is asher osel chamalik. Ve'ate oyef v'yagev v'roya l'kim. So we have to remember what Amalek did. So Nira says, Dehine lo zu bilvad dezer Yisrael hem mitzuvim al mechias Amalek. Du zer Esav. Not only are we commanded to destroy the progeny and the children of Amalek, who is the descendants of Esav, Ela de kol ish mi Yisrael tzarech limchos chelek ra ha-mechune b'she Amalek asher tamun b'liboy. So as we always say, the Torah is Nitzchi, and all the mitzvahs are forever. How are we supposed to be going about doing, you know, Mechias Amalek B'zman Hazeh? Are we going to walk around with, like, you know, we have a better enough time with all the fireworks and all the kapsanim on Purim? Should we walk around with, like, real guns and shoot Amalekim? Like, what are we supposed to do about this mitzvah that we have? So he says, that, don't worry, you have a way to do this B'zman Hazeh. Unfortunately, we have plenty of Amalekim running around inside of us. In the heart of every Jew, there's an Amaleki. There's an Apikiris sitting in the heart saying to us, there is no Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, and there's no Torah, and all the mitzvahs, and you shouldn't listen, and you shouldn't bother, and what do you care? And he's trying to, Karcha, he's trying to make us cold. He's trying to make us as cold as possible. Put out the flame of a Jewish soul. D'chozman d'zer Amalek nimtza b'oilam, kiven sh'odem gamken oilam katan. It says in the Gemirish Tanchuma that we are called the miniature microcosm of the world. And as long as Amalek exists in the world, he exists within our hearts. As yesh mitzius l'Amalek, l'koyach hara b'chol adam, asher mitzoyra b'chol pam, l'hachti es adam, b'al zeba ha-zechiris b'tera. The Torah is coming to tell us that we have a mitzvah mechias Amalek, not just to kill and destroy the zera of Amalek themselves, but also we have a mitzvah mechias Amalek within our hearts. Each and every single one of us has that mitzvah to find the koyach hara, to find that power that tries to cool us off and to cause us, chas v'shalom, to do averus and to sin. And we have that mitzvah of mechias Amalek to destroy it. V'ine koyach shel zer Yisrael eno ela b'peh. Now says the Rebbe that the power of Jewish people isn't guns and swords. The power of Jewish people is b'peh. Like we say, ako kol yankov. A Torah, v'atfila, the power of learning, the power of davening. Right, when a Jew opens his mouth to say the words and speak the words of Torah, when a Jew opens his mouth to daven, that's the power of a Jew. And when a person harnesses that power and his heart burns with the fire, a flame to do the avodas Hashem, as ein shum ra yachol lishlokba, then no evil can have any control over such a person. But if a person puts away the power of tefillah, the power of Torah, miyad v'yusum mirafidim shirafu yedem b'Torah, miyad v'yavu Amalek. It says they traveled from Rafidim, and the Midrash says shirafu yedem in a Torah, that as long as a person's not studying Torah, a person's not attaching themselves to Hashem, not davening, then v'yavu Amalek. That's when Amalek comes. Miyad shayre hara imoy. Then the evil comes to dwell within us. But if a person at least grasps onto the attribute of yira, of fear and awe, So even if a person has forgotten to study, even if a person has forgotten to daven, even if a person has fallen to that place where the Yetzer comes, where a Amalek has already come into the heart, and a Amalek is already trying to cause a person to sin, at least if he grasps onto the Midas Segira, at least if he grasps onto fear and awe from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then that can also prevent you from sinning. What if you're tired? What if the Yetzer has succeeded in making you tired? Right? When a person's tired, they feel like they have no strength. They feel like they've lost it. When a person has no strength anymore, they feel like there's no point in going on. They've lost the power of being a Jew. And they're not having that fear of God. But if you do attach yourself to Yiras Hashem, then the power of a Malach can never have power over you. What does it mean, Mechoy Timche? You should take a Malach and blot his name out and erase him. Erase him, Milavavcha. How do you take a Malach and you erase him and you destroy him? If you harness whatever he's trying to do for you, and you push him towards the power of good, that's the way to overcome Amalek. So Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, he stood at the top of the mountain, and when he raised his hands, there was victory for Klal Yisrael. What does it mean when he raised his hands? Hands are the dugma, they are the example that we give of power. When a person takes his power and he says, I'm not going to fall asleep, right? It says in the Midrash that when Haman spoke and he said, Yeshno am mefuzim farad, the Shlevi says this a few times, Yeshno, he says in the Midrash, Meloshon Shina, meaning sleep. Yeshno am echad, their God is asleep, their hearts are asleep. When a person's fatigued, when a person's tired, when he feels like he's about to give up, that's when Amalek comes. When a person feels that he's asleep, the person has to awaken himself with the power, with the hand, with the strength of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Emuna, and when he's able to raise his hands, the koyach of Yiras Shemaim, the koyach of the Torah, and we put that strength up, V'yaram, Moshe raised his hands, V'gavar Yisrael. And Chasham, a person puts his hands in, because Yadav Kvedim, if his hands are tired, then Chasham Gavar Amalek. So a person has to remember, there is a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, Schores, She'asach Amalek. Amalek is trying to make us forget, Amalek's trying to make us not believe, Amalek's trying to make us tired, to make us sleep. So we have to awaken ourselves. Hashem should give us the koyach to awaken ourselves with Torah, with tefillah, to rouse ourselves up with Yiras Hashemayim, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us. We'll be zoichet to mitzvah Mechias Amalek, that which within our hearts, and through that we'll be zoichet to Mechias Amalek. Before I will be able to zoichet to Mechias Amalek out there, and that will bring the Mashiach to the kingdom. Amen.